Hello, this is Lois Pausch reading the Vermilion County News for Friday, May the 24th. And I'll start with an article with the headline, Storm Damage, Dateline Danville. It ended up being a busy early Thursday morning for Vermilion County emergency personnel after severe thunderstorms ravaged the area, causing a flurry of downed power lines, tearing the roof off of a church, and closing a medical facility. The old landmark House of Refuge Church at 432 East William Street, Danville, lost a large chunk of its roof. Public Works employees Dalton Dew and Wes Parson were clearing down branches from a lot across the street and pointed out that just a few blocks east on Collett Street, there were several trees down, including one on top of a pickup truck, as well as downed wires. Nearby, Blake Nichols was picking up a lot of trash on his toters, as well as many others throughout Danville, had been tossed by the winds. Just feet from his home, electric poles were snapped, lines still were on the ground, and the city had put up orange codes to block the street. He had an area of displaced shingles on his roof and said someone from the city said he should check and make sure it was not a puncture. I have no reports of anything other than trees in roadways and alleys, said Public Works Director Carl Carpenter. We've got crews out. We've split the town into four quadrants, and we've got crews in each quadrant working on it right now. Carl Danville on Vermilion, 2300 North Vermilion Street, issued a press release mid-morning to announce it was not opening due to a power outage. We are contacting patients to reschedule appointments, the release stated, and suggested patients seeking urgent care go to the Fairchild Street location. District 118 school officials dismissed classes at 11 a.m. Thursday for Liberty and Edison Elementary Schools, as well as Northridge Upper Elementary due to loss of power. Calls began to pour into the local 911 operators at 2:29 a.m. for power lines down and outages. Lines were reported down at Griggs, James, North Vermilion, East Fairchild, Giddings, and First Street. Firefighters responded to the 900 block of Giddings at 2:52 a.m. for a tree on fire. Ameren, Illinois, activated its Emergency Operations Center early Thursday morning. We have a well-defined storm plan that details roles and responsibilities, said Ron Pate, Senior Vice President of Operations and Technical Services. Ameren, Illinois crews and contractors are assessing the damages and will be out in force to restore power to our customers as quickly and safely as possible. Despite the number of calls by 10 a.m., there were only 69 reported outages in the area, with nearly 12,000 still out across the state. Danville Public Works announced that a special storm yard waste debris collection is scheduled for the week of May 28th to 31st. Limbs and branches will be collected through the city on the normal solid waste collection day. Collection, however, will be running a day late due to the Memorial Day holiday on Monday. All larger limbs are to be cut to lengths no longer than 4 feet and placed at the curb for collection. Smaller limbs and branches are to be no longer than 4 feet, bundled with twine and placed in the same location. Bundles and limbs must be at least 10 feet from the toters to allow trucks access to the debris. The only other non-power line issue reported was a call to the storage area at Planet Fitness, 2721 North Vermilion. Assistant Chief Don McMaster said a brownout caused a fan to overheat and smoke. There was no fire. Area residents won't get much break from the rain during the weekend. The National Weather Service has forecast a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms today, mainly before 10 a.m. The day will become mostly sunny with a high around 85. Lows tonight should be around 67. Saturday includes a chance of showers with thunderstorms also possible after 1 p.m. The high will be around 84. Chance of precipitation is 50%. Sunday also has a 50% of showers and thunderstorms with a high near 79. And the forecast for Memorial Day includes chance of showers before 1 p.m., then mostly cloudy with a high near 81. And the next article has the headline, Events to Honor the Fallen. Dateline Danville. The Danville National Cemetery is a beautiful, restful place with lots of history. and stories beneath the stones. People shouldn't forget those stones represent the lives and sacrifices of fathers, sons, and brothers, as well as women who served, said Paul Garrett, historian with the American Legion Department of Illinois. Garrett of Tuscola will be the keynote speaker at the Memorial Day service at 11 a.m. at the cemetery on Danville's east side. Monday's cemetery is hosted by the Joint Veterans Council. Members of veteran services organizations will line up with flags and march to Monument Circle about 10:30 a.m. People also are invited to smaller cemeteries Monday, including 9:30 a.m. at Spring Hill Cemetery to honor World War I veteran Curtis G. Redden. At 9:45 a.m. at the Women's Memorial at Hazel and Madison, at 10 a.m. at the Lagoon at the Veteran Affairs Ileana Healthcare System to honor those lost at sea. The smaller ceremonies will feature placing of wreaths and rifle salutes. Memorial Day is a federal holiday honoring people who died while serving in the country's armed services. It originated as Decoration Day after the Civil War in 1868, when people decorated the graves of the war dead with flowers. In later years, it evolved to include non-military people who have died. The National Moment of Remembrance, established by Congress, asks Americans wherever they are at 3 p.m. local time on Memorial Day to pause in an act of national unity for 1 minute. Another tradition is to fly the American flag at half-staff from dawn until noon local time. And the next part of this article is about the National Cemetery event. At the Danville National Cemetery, the ceremony will start with a motorcycle parade by the Patriot Guard and American Legion riders, a musical prelude by the Danville Municipal Band. Veterans organizations will present the parade of colors. Master of ceremonies will be Tom Barrett with the Major Kenneth D. Bailey Detachment 824 of the Marine Corps League. Chaplain Terry Moore will give the invocation and later the benediction. Kurt Kaiser will sing the Star-Spangled Banner and later God Bless the USA. Randy Van Vickle, will lead the Pledge of Allegiance, and Joshua Fryant, engineer equipment operator with the Danville National Cemetery, will give the welcoming and closing remarks. Various organizations will place wreaths on graves, led by Gary Reichtenwald with the Marine Corps League. Mackenzie Elliott will recite the final inspection. The municipal band will play an armed forces medley. Garrett then will give his address. He will talk about the history of the cemetery, which was established in 1898, and talk about its significant sites and residents, such as Medal of Honor recipient Martin A. Reed. More than 10,000 veterans and eligible family members are buried there. He also will discuss the evolution of Decoration Day to Memorial Day. Garrett has been to several national cemeteries around the world and noted how Danville Cemetery mirrors Arlington National Cemetery in the way the stones are arranged. It is an impressive place, he said, as well as being hallowed ground. He served 26 years in the Army and Reserve, starting in 1969 and retiring as a Sergeant First Class. He is a member of the Tuscola American Legion Post 27. After Garrett's address, an honor guard with American Legion Post 210 will give a salute to the deceased, and the municipal band will play taps. Members of the Marine Corps League will retire the colors. A wreath will be placed at the memorial. The memorial was dedicated in 1995 and is believed to be the first women's war memorial in the country. And then the next, it has the headline, Spring Hill Cemetery. Members of American Legion Post 210 will have a rifle salute and place flags at 9:30 a.m. Monday at Spring Hill. The activities will center around the tall monument in the cemetery. Afterward, the Legion members will go to the VA to place a wreath at the lagoon. Other events, ceremonies will be conducted across Vermilion County in western Indiana this weekend, Saturday through Monday. A ceremony also will be held Thursday in Ridge Farm. The following events were reported to the Commercial News. In Hoopston, a Memorial Day program will be held at 10:30 a.m. Monday at Floral Hill Cemetery, sponsored by American Legion Post 384. In case of bad weather, listen to WHPO Radio for location change to the Civic Center in McFerrin Park. Program will include the Legion Color Guard, High School Band and Chorus, Community Choir, and the Reverend Tom Gibson with St. Anthony's Catholic Church. Keynote speaker will be Tom Sweeney, a local farmer, educator, historian, and playwright, and director of archives with the Hoopston Public Library. Free food will be provided after the service at the Veterans of Foreign Wars, 428 East Orange Street. And then for Petersburg Hillsboro, the Charles Forrest, American Legion Post 288, Petersburg, Indiana, will have services at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, Sunday, May 26th, at Rose Hill Cemetery, Hillsboro, Indiana, and at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, Monday, at Petersburg Fire Station. Prior to Monday ceremony, Post 288 will have its free will donation pancake breakfast from 7:30 to 9 a.m. at Petersburg Fire Station Community Room. Food will be donated by the Petersburg Hometown Market. And the next is from Ridge Farm. A Memorial Day ceremony on the original date, May 30, will be held at Crown Hill Cemetery on the south edge of the village. The ceremony will begin at 11 a.m. Thursday. There will be a flyover, planes, speakers, music, color guard, motorcyclists, and firing of a cannon. The annual event is sponsored by the Ridge Farm Masonic Lodge and Crown Hill Cemetery Board. And then at the Women's Memorial, the Daughters of the American Revolution will host the 9:45 a.m. ceremony at the memorial behind the Vermilion County War Museum. It's dedicated to women veterans. Katie Weston will provide music, and the speaker will be Laurie Jones, who served in the U.S. Army in Afghanistan. And now for the obituaries. And the first is for Stephen Neal Hosch, H-O-S-C-H, 32, who died on Monday, April 29th. A celebration of his life will be at 1 p.m. Saturday, May 25th, at Kennecuck County Park, Ballard Point Shelter, 22296 Henning Road, Danville, Illinois, 61834, with Reverend Randall Robinson and Pastor Greg Boylan officiating. Sunset Funeral Home and Cremation Center in Danville, 3940 North Vermilion Street, Danville, Illinois, is assisting the family with arrangements. A gathering will be 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. prior to the service at Mallard Point. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the Vermilion County Conservation District, 22296 Henning Road, Danville, Illinois, 61834. The Danville Area Soccer Association, P.O. Box 205, Danville, Illinois, 61832-0205. Or St. James United Methodist Church, 504 North Vermilion Street, Danville, Illinois, 61832. And the next is for Nancy McDonough Jennings, who died on Saturday, May 18th, 2019. I'm trying to figure out what connection she has to Danville. Her husband's career brought her to Danville, Illinois, where they lived for 25 years. Visitation will be 5 p.m. Friday, May 24th at the Patience Montgomery Funeral Home, 406 First Street, Jackson, Michigan, 49201, and 10 to 11 a.m. Saturday, May 25th, prior to the funeral service at First Presbyterian Church, 743 West Michigan Church. First Presbyterian Church, 743 West Michigan Avenue, Jackson, Michigan, 49201. Funeral service will be at 11 a.m. Saturday at the church. Memorials may be made in lieu of flowers to Love, Inc., P.O. Box 1831, Jackson, Michigan, 49204. First Presbyterian Church of Jackson, Michigan, or to the American Cancer Society. And the next is for Franklin J. Probasco, 92 of Milford, who died on May 21st, 2019. Funeral services will be at 11 a.m. Saturday, May 25th at the Knapp Funeral Home in Milford. Reverend Neil Larimore will officiate. Burial will follow at Sugar Creek Cemetery in Stockland with military graveside rites by Cisna Park American Legion Post 527. Visitation will be from 4 to 7 p.m. today at the Knapp Funeral Home in Milford. Memorials may be made to Prairie States Christian Camp. And the next is for Dolores Rick Hayes, 92, of Perrysville, who died on May 22, 2019. Services will be at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, Saturday, May 25th, at DeVerter Funeral Home in Cayuga, Indiana, with Reverend Rick May officiating. Visitation will be at 11 a.m. Eastern Time until time of services at the funeral home. The family asks donations to be made to CDH Scholarship in care of Western Indiana Community Foundation, P.O. Box 174, Covington, Indiana 47932. And the next is for Christy Lee Cobble, or Coble, it's K-O-B-B-L-E, 54, who died on May 28, 2019, at her home in Greenwood, Indiana. Services will be at 11 a.m. August 18th in Westville, Illinois, at Forest Park Cemetery, followed by a celebration of life at noon at Forest Glen in Georgetown, Illinois. And next is for Wilma Wilhelmine Kasich Ashenmetter, 94, of Danville, who died on Tuesday, May 21st, 2019. A celebration of life service will be at 2 p.m. Saturday, May 25th at Sunset Funeral Home and Cremation Center in Danville, 3940 North Vermilion Street. Officiating the service will be Pastor Dale Daniel. Burial will be in Sunset Memorial Park. Visitation will be 1 to 2 p.m. prior to the service at the funeral home. And the next is for Flossie Kramer of Hoopston, who died on Wednesday, May 22, 2019. Funeral arrangements were incomplete at Anderson Funeral Home, 427 East Main Street, Hoopston. And the last one is for Victor J. Vic Tarchini, who died on Tuesday, May 21, 2019. A celebration of his life will be at 11 a.m. Tuesday, May 28th at Sunset Funeral Home and Cremation Center, 3940 North Vermilion Street. Visitation will be 4 to 7 p.m. Monday, May 27th at the funeral home. He will be laid to rest at Sunset Memorial Park. Memorial contributions may be made to the American Legion Post 210, 40 and 8, or Honor Guard. And now for the community briefs, and the first is from Danville, and it has the headline, Gospel Sing Set, Maury Chapel Church of Christ, 19194 North 1100 East Road, or 4 miles east of the Westville Square, plans a gospel sing at 5:30 p.m. Saturday, featuring the Hicks family from Covington, Indiana. A meal will follow the concert. For information, call Melissa at 217-799-7592. And the next is from Covington, Indiana, and the title is Splash Plaid Pad to Open. The Covington County Splash Park Splash Pool Pad, I'm sorry, pad will open at noon Eastern Time Saturday. Supporters took more than 3 years to create a nature-inspired, inclusive, yet adventurous destination playground and splash pad. The celebration will be from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Food trucks, vendors, live entertainment, three-on-three basketball, baseball, prizes, bubbles, balloons will be featured. And the next one is from Hoopston, with the headline, Flags to be Retired. Hoopston American Legion Post 384 will retire flags at 1 p.m. June 14th at the Legion parking lot, 502 East Penn Street. The program will feature the burning of worn American flags, the Legion Color Guard, and firing squad. Flags to be retired may be dropped off at the Legion or the Veterans of Foreign Wars. And the last of these is from Petersburg, Indiana, and it has the headline of Memorial Day Cemetery Ceremonies. Charles Forrest American Legion Post 288 invites everyone to attend its annual Memorial Day ceremonies at 11 a.m. Eastern Time Sunday at Rose Hill Cemetery in Hillsboro, Indiana, and 10 a.m. Eastern Time Monday at the Petersburg Fire Station. The post will host its free will donation pancake breakfast from 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. Monday in the community room at the fire station. Food has been donated by Petersburg Hometown Market. And let's see here. And the next article has the headline, Hoopston Council OKs Trash Contract. Dateline Hoopston. City Council members approved the new Republic Services garbage pickup contract without bulk pickup for $342,329 a year for 2 years, with increases in the third, fourth, and fifth year of the five-year contract. Alderwoman Lourdane Florek voted no in the 5-1 total. Alderman Bill Goodwine said the city approved the contract on a trial basis for 60 days, June and July, to try the system without bulk pickup at a savings of $76,000. If it doesn't work, he said, then the city has the option to continue the service with bulk pickup at a cost of $418,685,000, with yearly increases in the second through fifth years. What this means to city residents is that items left on the curbs that do not fit in the blue containers will not be picked up by Republic Services garbage pickup. There will be only one pickup for each route with no second pickup to pick up larger items such as couches, chairs, beds, etc. A large roll-off container will be placed in a central location determined by city officials. These bulk items will be disposed of by the residents or taken to the roll-off containers by the residents themselves. There still will be no TVs allowed in the roll-off containers. Aldermen unanimously passed an ordinance to do the pickups if items are left on the curb for more than 3 days. However, there will be a charge to the resident to remove it. The ordinance states the cost will include the labor, a truck, and perhaps a front-end loader. Landfill dumping fees and charges of at least $100 or costs, whichever is greater, for removal of bulk garbage. Goodwine said it is hoped that someone would decide to provide a private service for bulk pickup. It could make a nice side business for the right person. In other business, the city swimming pool will be open during the Memorial Day weekend with a free day on May 27th. It will close May 28th to 30th and reopen May 31st for the summer with general public swimming from 9 to 6 p.m. and adult swim 6 to 7 p.m., weather permitting. Council members heard residents still are mowing grass into the streets. The grass plugs sewers, causing other problems to develop for residents and the state and alley department. It was discussed putting courtesy signs in the yards of residents blowing grass into the streets and the possibility of fines being assessed. The street and alley stop sign ordinance was approved unanimously with the additions of stop signs on the corners of First Avenue and West Chestnut Street and First Avenue and West Elm Street. The motor fuel tax project from West Elm Street at McFerrin Park's entrance to 9th Avenue was approved unanimously at a cost not to exceed $135,000. Engineer Tracy Fullen said the project will begin June 18th and be completed by August 23rd. Also approved was the purchase of a new 2020 International Fire Truck Pumper from the Alexis Equipment Company for $330,000 to replace engine number 5. Fire Chief Joel Bird said the fire department had contacted 5 vendors and picked the one that fit the department's budget. Engine number 5 would be put up for bid once the new truck was in operation. The next item to be replaced in a couple more years, said Bird, would be the rescue truck bought in 1996. Bird added, "We take great pride in doing the maintenance on our equipment." The request by the State Line Volleyball Club to hold a corner fundraiser drive was approved 5-1 and was scheduled for 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. June 1st. Alderman Chad Yaden voted no. And the next article has the headline, DACC's annual car truck show ready to roll on Saturday. Dateline Danville. Car and truck enthusiasts will get an eyeful this weekend when Danville Area Community College's Technology Division and the Central Illinois Mustang Club co-sponsor the 13th annual open house and car and truck show. The show will be Saturday in the parking lot at DACC in front of the Julius W. Hegeler II Advanced Technology Center. Dino Day will be a new feature at this year's event. Dino Day registration starts at 8:30 a.m. The cost is $50 cash or check for 3 dino pulls and a printout. Dynamometer readings of an engine's horsepower output to the wheels will be offered from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Diesel Doctor Portable DynoCom 15,000, which will provide the readings for the dyno poles, is being made possible by local sponsors and DACC. Doug Curley, Vice President of the Central Illinois Mustang Club and Show Chairman, called 3 dyno poles for $50 a bargain. Most dyno poles are $80 for one pole, he said. Registration for the car and truck show is from 9 to 11 a.m. for a $10 fee. The show, which is open to all makes, models, and years of cars, will take place rain or shine. The show also will feature music, food, and prizes. Trophies will be presented at 3 p.m. Dash plaques will resemble old-style movie tickets to complement this year's theme will be given to the first $100 entries. Additional award categories include top 25 cars, top 20 trucks, the top 5 youth ages 16 to 21, DACC Students' Choice, Veterans' Choice, top GM, top Ford, top Mopar, top truck, best paint, best import. The annual show always draws a crowd of young and old car and truck enthusiasts. Depending on the weather, Curley said upwards of 135 car and truck entries were showcased at last year's event. We're always worried about the weather, but we've had good weather for several years now, he said. Right now, there's a 30% chance of rain, but it won't be a total washout, so please, please come out. If it's super hot, the DACC automotive bays will be open so people can cool off, he added. The judges for the awards are show participants and a panel of Mustang Club members. Every year, the show has a theme, and this year's theme pays tribute to movie cars, Curley said. As in past years, Mark Dale and Curley, both of Danville, will create more than 50 trophies by hand. Dale has created the trophies for the car and truck shows for the past 11 out of 13 years. This year's Best of Trophies will look like an Art Deco movie theater with a marquee, and the class winner trophies will feature a gold star on the front and an old-style movie ticket on the back. Mark cuts them out and I build them, Curley said of the trophy making process. We put our heads together and try to come up with a good idea every year. In addition to Dino Day, another new feature is a free racing simulator that will be available from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., weather permitting. The annual car show used to be held at the Vocational Occupational Technical Education Center, VOTEC, until 13 years ago when it was brought to DACC. The show always has taken place on the Saturday of Memorial Day weekend, with car and truck entries coming from as far away as Kankakee, Bloomington, Effingham, Indianapolis, and Terre Haute, Curley said. Concessions will be available during the show from the same vendor as the past 9 or more years. He's loyal, faithful, and his prices are fair, Curley said. It's a simple meal, hamburgers, hot dogs, chips, and drinks at a good price. And this has been Lois Pausch reading the Vermilion County News for Friday, May the 24th. I won't be with you next week or the week after that, but I look forward to reading to you soon again. Where did you go?